This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly.
And Chad P.
That one right there was just as powerful as any halftime show that I've ever seen. That was magic.
Class is in.
Rock School for a Super Bowl Sunday weekend.
Yes,
fantastic.
Indeed.
Fantastic.
Who dat? Who dat? Say they're going to beat them.
What?
Saints. I said,
what?
Who dat?
No.
Say they're going to beat them.
Stop it. Stop
what?
It. Who dat is a registered trademark of the National Football League. Oh. All rights reserved, young man.
They got to you too.
They did. A large man in a black suit gave me a large bag of money. And is that the silliest thing in the world?
That's downright dumb. I'll
who
say that right there.
Who dat came from an 1800s vaudeville show. It came up organically between the fans and the team. And it does not belong to the NFL. It's an organic phrase. It makes fun of Cajun French, and that's that NFL. This is a money grab.
Well, I got to tell you, that's a good definition, but that's probably one of about 12 that I've heard because everyone is looking it up and researching it right now.
Yeah, but we're on the radio.
We know what we're talking about, right?
We obviously
know what we're talking about.
Hey, go Saints. Go Saints. Mm-hmm. Beat those Colts, and I mean beat them badly, even though I think they're only going to win by about a touchdown.
Hey.
I think it's going to be a close game. It's a win, but I think it's about a touchdown. I don't think it's going to end on a kick, but I think it's going to be a touchdown. Rock School.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, the Super Bowl is the hot topic of the day.
It got to be. So are there like rock stars who are also football players? Well, not really.
Yeah,
there's a couple, but...
I know there's got to be a way that you can incorporate
of
this into the Super
course.
Bowl, dude. Come
Super
on, come on. Bowl. Don't let me down. Come on.
Halftime shows. Halftime shows.
Love it.
There have been a ton of rock star halftime shows.
At least one per year.
Who is playing at the halftime show this year at Super Bowl 44?
Correct. What you
the
just
who.
Said.
See? There you go. And they're on first, too.
Right.
The Who. All right, here's my prediction.
Uh-huh.
Write this down.
Write it down.
The Who will perform four songs.
Okay.
They will start with Pinball Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
They will play Baba O'Reilly,
mm-hmm.
Who Are You, and one of their new ones, probably an acoustic piece because Townsend loves to pull out that big fat Gibson of his.
Mm.
Loves to do it. Those are my four songs. Baba O'Reilly, Pinball Wizard, Who Are You, and one of their new ones, an acoustic piece.
Who Are You and Baba O'Reilly, I'll definitely give those
to
you.
Oh, no, they start with Pinball Wizard because of that. They do that.
You sure they don't start with the... I mean, all the commercials have been the...
Yeah, the A to the seventh chord. Well, I'll bet. Those are my four picks.
Okay.
Those are my four picks. So... think of your own.
Okay.
Let's see. We got to pick once. Close my eyes and drop my finger. Boom. Super Bowl 42.
Tom Petty.
Yeah, good for you.
That was 2 years ago. I remember.
Fantastic. The Bridgestone people brought it to us. He played American Girl, I Won't Back Down, Free Fallin', and then wrapped it up with this, Running Down a Dream. Rock School. All right, Tom Petty from Super Bowl 42 played on a giant flying V guitar.
It's a good show, yeah.
With a heart, with the neck going through the heart. Heartbreaker. So,
there
all right, trivia question for you.
I already know the answer.
It's going to be
Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
That is the answer,
had
right?
To be with Justin Timberlake. No, that's not it.
Oh.
Name the band who has played at the most Super Bowl halftime shows. No one will ever get this. This is the best way to win a beer in a bar.
I will say the Stones.
Up with People.
Who?
Up With People.
Who's that?
Up With People is this sort of overtly schmaltzy, happy, Donny Osmond-esque group. And they played at number 10, number 14, number 16, and number 20.
What?
Honest to goodness. Yeah.
Well, they played all lost that
up
bet.
With, yeah, Up With People. You will never actually lose a bet on that one. Now, I have never really been a big Prince fan. He's never really done much for me. And when I heard he was playing the Super Bowl, I kind of went, yeah, okay. Guy won me over. He really won me over at the Super Bowl. It was Super Bowl 41.
41.
Colts Bears.
Okay.
And he came out and he played, you know, Baby I'm a Star and a Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower and really played. I thought he was fantastic. And everyone got upset the way he held his guitar and the shadow looked a certain way. But he won me over. I actually went out and grabbed his greatest hits. Mm. I thought he was fantastic. Okay. So let's go crazy. Rock School.
Dearly beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you.
Let me ask you this,
okay.
And I'm being totally serious right now.
All right, shoot.
I'm guessing that the Super Bowl itself, the football portion of the Super Bowl, probably comes in second to all the other things that you have to pay attention to as a professor of communication. Because I remember when we were taking broadcast copywriting, we had to pay attention to the commercials.
I did it this morning.
In the Super Bowl. And because of the halftime show for things like this show, you're looking at all that stuff. And then the plays and the touchdowns and everything kind of become secondary.
Well, it won't this year because I really, really care about a team that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning when I taught copywriting class,
yeah.
I went over every commercial that's going to be in the Super Bowl. In case you're wondering, there won't be any Peyton Manning commercials this year because he's playing in it.
Okay.
There won't be any Pepsi commercials in it. For some reason, they've blown all of their budget going up to the Super Bowl that they're doing the new Pepsi with sugar because the Pepsi throwback, I think they call it.
Okay.
And the new Man Crush commercial isn't getting in it. It's for a male dating service.
I heard about that.
Yeah, they're not doing it. You
they
can go see the commercial.
To?
No, they won on. They're thinking about actually bringing lawsuit, but CBS, I think, is just going to wait them out. So you can see the commercial if you want. It's on YouTube, but it's not going to be on there.
I love the commercials of the Super Bowl.
You brought up
whatever
Super Bowl 38 at Reliant Stadium, Panthers, Pats, and Janet Jackson and the wardrobe malfunction. The thing about it is Jessica Simpson was there as well, P. Diddy, Nelly. That wasn't the only problem with that Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, really?
Now, that's what everybody remembers, the fact that she was revealed, and she wasn't really revealed.
No.
I mean, she was somewhat covered by a little star pattern
Was revealed for television.
It wasn't the smartest thing in the world to do. I think it was a dumb move. It was done without anybody knowing it. Kid Rock also played, and he offended veterans because he came out with a poncho that was cut out of an American flag.
Really?
Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Instead of just having a piece of clothing that was made with American flag material, he actually took an American flag, cut it, wore it as a poncho, took it off, tore it, and threw it into the audience. Do you remember that? It was completely overshadowed by the Janet Jackson thing, but that's what really upset a lot of veterans, and it got completely overshadowed by the Janet Jackson thing, or that would have been the problem with Super Bowl 38's halftime.
Well,
you know why he did it?
Why?
Because he's a cowboy. Rock School.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
We're doing the Super Bowl halftime shows here on Rock School. I gave you a little piece of trivia with the Up With People.
Yep.
Here's another good one. What was the halftime show for Super Bowl number
one? Jerry and the Atrix.
Believe it or not, it had bands like a high school
marching band.
Yeah, marching band.
Okay.
University of Arizona and Grambling State University.
Go Louisiana.
And Anaheim High School. Guess who came back for Super Bowl number two? Grambling State University.
At one point, did they stop doing the marching bands and start making it a big, huge deal?
Four. They brought back Florida A&M University for number three. And then number four, Super Bowl number four, Vikings Chiefs, they did a tribute to Mardi Gras. And of course, they brought in a big name to sing. Of course, somebody that's very well known with Mardi Gras, Carol Channing.
Who?
Right there, Carol Channing.
Okay.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. Hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain.
I'm going to say hello to another affiliate in my normal voice.
Yes.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport.
All right. Silliness coming to an end. When we get back, Chad's favorite rock group of all time.
I was waiting for you to do it.
Does the halftime show with Britney Spears and a real neat camera trick.
It was a cool show. I liked it.
It was one of the better ones. Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, going back to Super Bowl halftime show of number 35. This is Ravens, Giants, Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they played along with NSYNC, Britney Spears, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly. Now, what a lot of people remember is everyone coming out at the end and singing Walk This Way.
Yep.
Yeah, and there was that little intro skit there with Ben Stiller and Adam Sandler and Chris Rock.
Yep.
What a lot of people don't remember until you remind them of it, the movie The Matrix had just came out with Bullet Time.
Yeah.
And what they had done for both the halftime show and the game was set up a bullet time at the show. They had a series of, I believe, now don't hold me to the number, but I believe it was 16 cameras all the way around.
I remember that because I was in your class.
You could stop. They could stop time, move around in a circle and sort of go backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
They were trying to do live bullet time. It must not have been a very good experiment because they never did bring it back.
But I remember that they did that because you had a question in class wanting us to kind of predict how many cameras were used whenever they would show the effect.
I'm almost positive it was 16. Don't hold me to that. Somebody will probably look it up and prove me wrong.
I don't remember, but I do remember the effect. I remember it perfectly now that you mention it.
And I also remember that they said, now here's a new one from Aerosmith. And I went, my goodness, that's great.
Yeah.
Mama, Baby Blue, You Are Jaded. Rock School. They go Jaded by Aerosmith. And Chad and I were sitting here looking at the remainder of them. Aerosmith played number 35. Between Super Bowl 35 and Super Bowl 36, something awful happened in New York City.
Yeah.
The 9/11 attacks.
Yeah. Yep.
Something had to happen at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They brought in,
you
remember who it was? Yeah, U2.
Mm-hmm.
And on a heart-shaped stage, a banner was unscrolled and taken. It looked like 500 feet into the sky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the names of nearly 3,000 people who perished on September 11th were shown.
Mm-hmm.
U2 used their Elevation Tour set list to play, and while the names scrolled, while they showed, they played Pride in the Name of Love, Where the Streets Have No Name, and then ended it with a fantastic celebration song, Beautiful Day.
Yep.
And it sounded like this. Rock School.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground, there's no room, no space to rent in this town.
You know, I remember that Super Bowl halftime show so well. And I remember that all of the others that I had seen, I enjoyed. They were enjoyable. But I remember describing this one as touching.
Oh, yeah.
That was very touching.
And it was nice that they finished with an up song.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching I hope this comes out all right. I remember watching the concert for Haiti.
Yeah.
And I kept wanting up songs.
Right.
Play something happy.
Yeah,
down, down, down.
Uh-huh.
Bring it up. Bring it up. I remember the concert after Katrina.
Yeah.
There was so many down songs until they showed the people from New Orleans. They brought out, and they exploded.
Yeah.
You know, happiness, happiness.
You're right.
And I kept saying, you know, do some up songs, you know, show happiness, glee. And it was nice that they ended on Beautiful Day.
Now, beings that we just played you too.
Yeah.
We talked about this off mic. Do you know of any other football contest, non-Super Bowl related, that featured basically a concert with big names other than the Monday Night Football return to the Superdome featuring Green Day and U2? I can't think of one.
No, not off the top of my head.
And I mean, that one right there was just as powerful as any halftime show that I've ever seen. That was magic.
Yeah, Saints are coming. I don't know. Off the top of my head, I can't, but I guarantee you there's a sports fan out there that would be able to say, yes, there's this.
Absolutely.
But no, I can't. No, I really can't. Okay. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Welcome to 7 Days, 70 Seconds this week, Monday, February 1st through Sunday, February 7th. Monday, Chad, do it.
All right, Monday, February 1st, 1975, as a birthday gift, Elvis arranged for his 7-year-old daughter, Lisa Marie, to meet her favorite singer, Do It.
Elton John.
Elton John.
Am I right?
You are right.
I kind of thought that was it. February 2nd, Tuesday, 30 years ago, a march is held in England from Chelsea to Hyde Park in London by a large group of punks in memory of Sid Vicious.
February 3rd, 50 years ago in 1960, old Blue Eyes, you know, Frank Sinatra,
right?
He formed Reprise Records label.
Mm-hmm. 10 years ago on Thursday, February 4th, ABBA's Benny Anderson confirms that the group has turned down, dig this, $1 billion to reunite and play a world tour.
You know, I'll reunite and pretend that I'm ABBA, or maybe a third of that.
I'll do it for $50.
Sure I will. February 5th, that's a Friday this year, but 70 years ago in 1940, the big band leader Glenn Miller and his ensemble, they recorded Tuxedo Junction.
There you go. Saturday, February 6th, 65 years ago, Bob Marley is born in St. Anne's, Jamaica. And Sunday, February 7th, to wrap up the week, 15 years ago, celebrated rapper Tupac Shakur is sentenced to jail on charges of sexual assault. Back to the halftimes. This is a halftime for number 39 back at the Altel Stadium, Pat's Eagles. This is immediately following the wardrobe malfunction. Mm-hmm. They needed to find somebody who wouldn't be dirty, and they went to Paul McCartney. I said, you're not going to curse or take off your shirt or anything. And he said, no, why would I do that? And they said, good, get out there and play. So he went, okay, get back. Rock school. There you go. Get Back from the Beatles, also performed by Paul McCartney at the halftime show. You like my
imitation?
I've
never heard him talk like that.
That's really good. Never in my life. Here's a piece of interesting information. Rolling Stone decided to ask their readers, their online readers. Now, this was after Bruce Springsteen played. Now, that was last year.
Yeah.
After Bruce Springsteen played, they said, who would you, the readers of Rolling Stone, like to see as a Super Bowl halftime show?
They
guess who won?
The Soggy Bottom Boys.
The Soggy Bottom Boys. The Who won.
Okay.
And The Who is actually going to play. Now, here are the remainder of them. Number two, Pearl Jam.
Why?
Why? I agree with you. That's a silly pick. Number three, a revamped and reformed Guns N' Roses. Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. Number four, Van Halen.
All right.
Number five, Dave Matthews Band.
I can see that.
Well, the problem is they're a jam band. They would come out and start So Much to Say, and it would be 19 minutes later, and they'd be pulling them off the stage. Foo Fighters, Chili Peppers, AC/DC, Neil Young, Zeppelin, reformed, Radiohead, R.E.M., Eagles, The Killers, that might be good. Coldplay, Fleetwood Mac, Metallica.
Yeah, okay, Metallica.
Great.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder, The Police, and Kanye West.
No, I say it features the Saints, so get a New Orleans brass band in there and get some type of what's Indiana famous for music wise?
Indiana? I don't know.
Well, you know, I would try to blend the two cities in. That's what I would do.
I don't know. I really hope that when the Saints come out, they're led, you know, sort of a second line type thing.
Uh-huh.
They're really led by a solid, you know, preservation band coming out in front of them. That would be great. dig this.
Digging.
Back on Super Bowl 33, they attempted to create sort of everything that was hot at the time.
Okay.
It was called a celebration of soul, salsa, and swing.
What?
And they had Stevie Wonder, Gloria Estefan, Savion Glover, and Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. What a terrible mishmash of music.
So voodoo was big at the time?
Apparently.
Voodoo's real popular. Let's go ahead and pick in Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Why not? I think we should play them. You and me and the bottle makes three. Here's the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, at least what they sounded like. Rock School. What do you think? You like the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy?
Yeah, I've heard worse.
That was
worse.
From the same sort of swing time.
Not bad.
You know, I got a country song.
By who?
Travis Tritt.
Oh, play it. I like Travis
Tritt.
You
want to play Travis Tritt?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
maybe we'll, a little later on we'll play it.
Why
we'll,
do you do that? You
do
always
what?
Do that.
Here's
That's
carrot.
Like saying, hey, you like carrots?
Here's your carrot.
You like this carrot? Okay, you get a little while. That's not cool.
You know what I did this weekend?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah,
you went to New Orleans.
And I went up to Covington. I hit both black and gold stores.
Yeah?
For those of you up in Wisconsin listening to us, black and gold store is a store dedicated to the Saints. I hit both black and gold stores and bought something at both of them. Wait till you see me towards the end of the week. I'm going to be that insane guy that sits in the box seats in the Superdome.
Oh, yeah?
I got so much stuff. I spent way too much money. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running this fine, fine radio program.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Burlington. That's what I was saying over the weekend.
Cold.
It was cold, man.
Get us on iTunes as well. We're going to fight over whether we should play Travis Tritt for 1 minute.
Yes.
Back in a minute at Rock School.
Yes.
Okay, coming out of the break, ladies and gentlemen, Chad has talked me into playing Travis Tritt, but he's made a deal with me.
What deal?
Only if I get to play something I want to hear. Back on Super Bowl VIII was the University of Texas band with Judy Mallett, who was Miss Texas on fiddle. So after we hear Travis Tritt, we get to hear Judy Mallett, Miss Texas on
Wait
fiddle.
Wait a minute.
No, we don't. I don't have a recording of her. She's been out of print for a while.
Hmm.
This is back on Super Bowl number 28, the Cowboys and the Bills. It was called Rockin' Country Sunday. Woo! Clint Black, Tanya Tucker, the Judds, and this man, Travis Tritt. Hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Rock School.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with a little variety on this show.
Oh, I love harder country
nothing
music.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
I always did.
I remember that era that you're talking about when the Bills went to the Super Bowl like every year. But
four times.
Yeah, they couldn't ever win the big game.
Yeah, they were the Vikings of our generation.
Yeah, they should have had Elton John play at one of those. So he could have sang, I guess that's why they call it the Blues.
Yeah, that's too bad. Going that many times and losing, that's got to break your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just not going is one thing.
But going
and
getting it done.
That's got to drive you crazy. Now, for those of you who have it in your brain that I'm a rocker and I just can't listen to country or my head will explode, let's see if we can't put your head back together. Super Bowl 40.
40.
Immediately following Paul McCartney. You see, we had that problem with 38, which was Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Then they brought in Paul McCartney. And a lot of people went, oh, come on, Paul McCartney. He's so this, he's so that, he's not tough enough. So what the Super Bowl committee did was they went out and they said, get us somebody who rocks. Rolling Stones took the stage, if you remember. They came out and they sang on the trademark iconic tongue.
Mm-hmm.
They sang Start Me Up, Rough Justice, and I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Yep.
And if I'm not mistaken, Keith Richards was actually fairly lucid for this performance. He actually played a solo. Ron Wood helped him a lot, but not bad. 600 people it took to put that thing together.
Wow.
Because the tongue had to be put together and torn apart inside of 10 minutes. 600 people.
Wow.
Satisfaction. Stones. Rock School.
That's school. How'd you like to be the foreman on that project and crew? Pretty good payroll for 10 minutes of work.
Bob, you got the top lip. Harry, you got the tongue.
Joel, don't drop that esophagus. Brad, you need the esophagus.
Harry, you got the uvula.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people we could have played but didn't play. Super Bowl 31, the Blues Brothers played, but you know, there was no John Belushi, so his brother took it over. Jim Belushi and John Goodman were there as well. It's a travesty. Diana Ross played Super Bowl 30. And there was another one I wanted to point out that was absolutely horrible. Gloria Estefan sang, and they brought out a giant ice skating rink. I think it was Brian Boitano, actually. Horrible. We're going to finish up with the one from last year, Super Bowl 43. Just remember the Who play this year and my picks. Pinball Wizard, Baba O'Reilly, Who Are You, and one of their new ones, probably an acoustic piece. So we'll finish up with Bruce Springsteen. Last year he played Born to Run, Working on a Dream, Glory Days, and this one, 10th Avenue Freeze Out. That wraps it up. Who wins, Saints or Colts?
Why are you asking me this?
Just say it.
Saints.
It's good juju. I think so too. Saints. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Go Saints, go. Who dat? Say they're gonna beat them Saints. Class is dismissed.